Ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book? Are you simply not sure where to start? Have you been searching down the internet rabbit hole for a self-publishing resource worth your time? Your search ends here, my friend. Let's walk the publishing path together and bring your book to life with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I'm here to coach thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to successfully self-publish your book while avoiding common pitfalls. I'm Lana Liquidy-Smarges, chief ghostwriter, editor, and founder of Unicorn Publishing Company, and have stood by the sides of many professionals just like you to walk them through the publishing process and successfully launching their book. Every industry pioneer faces the same daunting challenges: how to convert your hard-earned wisdom into a book that builds legacy with a voice that reflects your personal and professional brand. Join me each week to acquire practical wisdom and proven strategies and find out what the traditional publishing companies simply don't want you to know. Let's work together to tell your story with a book. This is more than just a podcast. It's your roadmap to becoming a published author. Get ready to write your blueprint for book publishing success with the Publishing for Professionals podcast. Hi, friends and future authors. This is Lynn Liquidy-Smarges back with another episode of Publishing for Professionals. I'm really excited to bring you today's topic. It's book marketing strategies for busy executives. Now, we're not going to go into what types of lead magnets and things you can use, but how to arrange your time so that you can squeeze in some time into your current schedule to do some book marketing. And as always, if you need somebody for book marketing because you are a busy executive, please reach out to me at www.writeforyou.me. So welcome to today's episode. We're going to dive into how to turn your time into some good book marketing strategies. By the end of this episode, you're going to have a clear roadmap as to how you can rearrange your time and get some book marketing completed as a busy executive. But before we do that, I'm going to read you a client testimonial from Richard Fordyce. Richard said, "Lynn helped me set up my website. She did a great job not only in setting it up, but in teaching me how to manage it. I would highly recommend Lynn to anyone needing help getting an author website up and running." Thank you so much, Rick. And it was a pleasure working with you. As always, love helping my authors get an author website set up for them. Today, we are going to talk about, you know, how to find time in your busy schedule for book marketing, because executive authors face unique marketing challenges. And we're going to talk about ROI when it's time to hand that book marketing over to someone else and some general book marketing strategies. So first, we're going to talk about strategic foundations for executive authors. First of all, you want to be strategic about your book marketing, right? You want to have a plan and create a plan that works for you. So your plan might look different from another executive. That's perfectly fine. You do what's comfortable for you at first, and then you can expand from there. So the executive advantage, first, you want to leverage your existing platform and network, right? Let them know what you're doing and let them know what you are doing with your new published book. When you are creating a marketing plan, you want to make sure you set realistic marketing goals that are aligned with your business objectives, right? So what is your thought leadership positioning? What are you selling, basically? What are you pitching to other people? Lead generation for consulting and speaking. You can use your book for business development and sales enablement, and also an internal organizational impact. So what kind of organizational impact can you have on the other executives in your company or in your corporate space that you're working on? I know one corporate executive who created a book and his company bought 200 copies of it and gave it to everybody. And he did a whole team training right in his own corporation. Well, he did not own the corporation. Let me clarify that. He was a executive in the corporation and the corporation loved his book, bought 200 copies of it, gave it to all the employees, and then gave him some opportunities to do workshops for the corporation, which is super cool. Now, not every, obviously, corporate entity is going to be that favorable to their workers writing books, their executives. Some people do. So just check with your corporation to see what their policy is. Determining your true available time commitment. Okay, so you have to be honest with yourself. If you're scrolling on social media or you're watching a lot of TV when you come home from work, you can take some of that time and make it book marketing time. Now, do you have to do your book marketing the second you come home from work? No. You can come home, you can take a break, eat dinner, whatever it is, and then spend maybe an hour a day doing some book marketing. Maybe you can spend it during your lunchtime. Find some time in your day. Maybe you're doing something else that is not as important and you want to have your book marketing ready because you're coming out with a new book. creating a minimalist marketing plan focused on high leverage activities. So in other words, maybe your marketing plan is going to be focused on LinkedIn because you're a busy executive and other executives who would read your book or other people who would read your book are on LinkedIn. You need to know where your avatar is. Your avatar is your person who's going to find your book and take that information and make it really useful to themselves in fixing their own pain points. You want to create a small but effective maybe readers team or beta reader team or an effective marketing team. So maybe you have five people that are on your side that will help you push out the content. Now, if you do that, I would recommend making a Google folder or a Dropbox folder with all the assets in it, not only including pictures of your book and pictures of you with your book possibly, but also written content they can post on social media along with hashtags. That way, when you do put your book out and you're asking your team, your reader team, to do that extra step and help you market your book, you can easily give them the link to your marketing folder and then share that with them. And then they can just pull down what they want, post it on their social media. All right. The next part we're going to talk about is delegation and automation, your marketing allies, what to keep in your zone and what to delegate. So if you're not good at writing or not good at posting social media, then delegate that. I always tell people delegate things you absolutely don't like to do because you'll never achieve your goals. Doing things you don't like to do, delegate it out to someone. I am here if you need a resource for delegating out to social media or anything like that. I have lots of really great professionals in my network. Make sure you reach out to me by visiting www.writeforyou.me. If you're on YouTube, I just put the website address at the bottom. If you are listening to this on an audio podcast, it will be in the show notes. So you just scroll down underneath the episode and you'll find that link in the show notes. Building your book marketing support system, an internal team that you can tap and help spread the word for you. Working with your publisher's marketing team, if you've gone with a traditional publisher or if you go with Unicorn Publishing Company, my publishing group, we can help you build a marketing plan and help you to implement it as well. Essential automation tools that save time. Oh my gosh, big, I love this subject because there are so many automation tools that can save time. So for one, content scheduling, right? So like social media schedules like Buffer or Later or Go High Level is an actual client management program that has social media scheduler built into it. You definitely need a social media scheduler. You do not want to go around and post natively on all the channels. Although I will say one channel I do post natively on is YouTube because you get better reach when you post natively on YouTube. You also get better reach when you have shorts on YouTube. So one of my automation tools that I actually record this podcast on that I'm talking to you right now is called StreamYard. And StreamYard is a fabulous tool for creating videos that look professional. It's also really great for creating any type of shorts from your video. So all I have to do once I record this podcast video is hit generate video clips, and it makes several video clips for me that I have my executive assistant post on the separate social media channels. So it makes it really easy for me. I don't have to hold her hand to do it. She just has to watch the videos to make sure that they look good and then post them with some content on social media. And that works out really good for my team. Email marketing system. So whether you use a client management system such as Go High Level, or you are using a specific email marketing system like Kit, which used to be called ConvertKit. Some people like Kajabi. There's a lot of different email marketing platforms out there such as MailChimp, MailerLite. So find one that you like working with and it is user-friendly for you. They're all different platforms. Some of them offer a free trial. Some of them do not, but you definitely want an email marketing service or an email platform to collect those names and to market to them, because email marketing is still the best way to get in touch with the people that are looking for what you have to offer. Social listening tools and analytics dashboards. Okay, so you want to make sure that you have analytics on what is working and what's not working, like what topics are hot and what topics are not hot when you post them. Every week, I have it scheduled out in my calendar to check my social media stats and to see on YouTube and Substack and LinkedIn what topics are working, what topics are getting the most comments and views, and what topics aren't as effective on social for promoting my content. You want to create templates and systems so you can scale your time, so you're not making everything fresh all the time. So like, for example, for this podcast,
I record on StreamYard, and then it automatically, I just hit a button to generate the AI clips. Now, once I do that, I put it in another platform called Podium. And Podium is an AI specifically for podcasting. And what it does is, or video creators as well, you can upload your video or you can upload your audio directly into Podium. And what it does is you can create titles with it. You can create show notes, blogs, all sorts of stuff. So it repurposes my content. And that makes it really easy. Then I hand it off to my other team member, and she takes that content and posts it on my blog and some other places. And then my assistant posts my my podcast onto YouTube, and she also posts it on Captivate and Substack for me, so that everything is a really clean process that works really well and is delegated. And so I create all the content, and then my team helps me post it to the different places so that other people can see what I'm doing and what I'm up to and the value message that I bring to my audience and my avatar. So creating systems are really important. And remember to create a system that works for you. So whether that is involves Trello or Notion or a client management system, I always highly recommend having a client management system. Like, I use Trello. I love it because I can just delegate and sign tasks on Trello and everything works out really smoothly. Everyone understands what the due date is, what they need to do, and the description and links are in each little box in Trello that I create. It was just called a card. So that makes it easy for me to delegate different actions and tasks to my team members, depending on what they are doing for me and marketing for my podcast and or a book. All right, my friends, so we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk about some ROI marketing activities for busy executives.
Hey, friends and future authors. I know what it's like to sit alone at your desk and to stare at your manuscript and wondering if anybody else out there feels the same as you do. My friend, that is why I created the Publishing for Professionals community, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Imagine having a professional ecosystem where you can find other professionals who truly understand your struggles and celebrate your victories. A circle which offers genuine support and a place where fellow thought leaders gather. The road to authorship is better travel together. Come and join an alliance who speaks your language, who recognizes that your book isn't simply just a page with words. It's the process of creating your forever legacy. Join the Publishing for Professionals circle at www.writeforyou.me and click on community. Use the sign-up form and register today to gain confidence alongside others who now share your journey towards authorship.
Hey, friends and future authors, it's Lynn Liquidy back again for the second half of episode 20. We're talking about book marketing strategies for busy professionals. So at the top half, we talked about strategic foundations for executive authors. We talked about leveraging your existing platform, setting your realistic marketing goals, figuring out what time you can commit to marketing your book, creating a minimalist marketing plan with high leverage activities, what to keep, what to delegate, book marketing support, and some easy automation tools. Of course, we did not cover all the automation tools. There's a ton out there, but if you would like a consult and have me help you set up your book marketing plan, I can do that as well. I do that for executives, C-suite executives, and also small business owners. So just reach out to me at writeforyou.me in the contact form. All right, so let's talk about high ROI marketing activities for executives. So ROI, if you're not familiar with that term, is return on investment. So you're going to spend time, but you want to get the most response from that time that you spend. So make sure that you're making strategic marketing content. Speaking engagements, those are fabulous because you can get speaking engagements and sell your book. You can talk about your book. People can buy your book and then possibly down the line hire you as well. So strategic engagements are great. Speaking at different events, especially conferences and industry events that are in your vertical, so that you can connect with your avatar face-to-face at that conference, which is really, really powerful. Maybe you have already attended an industry event and you have an email list from that. You can email those people and let them know what's going on. One of the things I do when I come to industry events is if I get chosen to speak, which I usually do, I create a registration form for my workshop. As you probably know, conference attendees give their information to the event provider, but I do not have their information. So I just create a simple Google form with a few questions on it and offers, say, if you register for my event through my registration link, you will get a freebie in return for registering. So I have their email information and I also have a little poll on there so it understands what my demographic and my avatar are looking for, what their pain points are, and also gives me information on what content is going to be really important to them so that in the future I can create content that's valuable to my avatar. Also, podcasting experiences, absolute fabulous tool to use to get onto other podcasts, is called Podmatch. So you go to podmatch.com. Alex and his wife, Alicia, created Podmatch for people who are either looking to guest on podcasts, or if you have a podcast, you can also get people to interview on your podcast. You can find guests on there as well. But being guests on a podcast is one of the best ways to promote your book and to do book marketing, especially if that crowd, you want to get podcasts, right? That obviously they do interviews. Not all podcasters do interviews. And if they do interviews, who is their avatar? You want to make sure that the podcaster's avatar is similar to yours. Make sure if you are going to be on, want to be on someone's podcast, don't just cold call them. Listen to a couple episodes, tell them what you like about their show, and then let them know what topics you could bring to their show that are going to be really valuable for their avatar. Nobody cares how many degrees you have or how many shows you've been on. We want to know, as a podcaster, what value do you bring to our show? And if you're not going to bring the value to our avatar, we don't want you on our show. So make sure that you are doing that. And also make sure you have a something in return you can give them. Maybe you do a live on Instagram with them on your platform. Maybe it's you highlight them in a Substack story on your platform. Whatever it is, don't just ask to be interviewed. Tell them, I would love to come on your show. In return, I will do this for you to give you exposure on my platform. So make sure you have an idea of what you would like to do for to have them on your platform to give them exposure as well, because podcasting takes a long time and it takes several hours to produce and market a podcast every week, even if it's just a half an hour podcast. Keep that into mind. And strategic opportunities and guest posts, like I just said, that really great opportunities, internal market marketing, leveraging your organization as a professional promotion platform, whether that is your small business or your professional network. Executive networking groups are great as well to help with book marketing channels. Integrating book marketing into your existing business activities can be kind of hard, but if you're out just like talking to people, and I always have a copy of my book with me, that latest one I published, and I say, oh, by the way, I've got this great book, blah, blah, blah. And I show it to them and they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's exactly what I was looking for. And sometimes they don't, and that's okay. And you can say, I always say, hey, if you know of a friend who would like this information, I can text you the link. If you can text to them, that would be fabulous. Integrating book marketing into your existing activities, we just talked about that, and digital strategies. So like I said before, you want to repurpose things, right? You don't want to keep creating all new content. And that helps with getting the word out about your book without having to spend extra time constantly creating new content, which brings me on to segment four, which is content repurposing and team execution. The one-to-many content strategy, right, is creating once and distributing widely. Now, do you have to be on all the platforms? What I always recommend, and what other professional creators have recommended as well, you have an account on Facebook, on Instagram, on New Threads, whatever it is. I have accounts on all the things except for, I think, TikTok is the only one I don't have an account on. However, you can post to all these places, but you don't have to be highly active on all of them. So I post to probably about 8 or 9 different platforms. I'm active on 3. And LinkedIn is one of them. Substack is another. And then I'm also active on YouTube. So those are the places I'm active on, and I look for, make sure I comment back. I'm not always active on the other platforms, but I do post just for the exposure, because if you're using a social media scheduler, you can just click the button and post to multiple places at one time. LinkedIn, you have to post natively. You can schedule it, of course. Substack, you also have to post natively, and yet they have their own internal scheduler. We said LinkedIn, Substack, and YouTube. So those are the 3 I actually post natively on, because you can schedule all your content out natively on their platform, which is nice, because then batching it out is really important. And what does batching out mean? Batching out means that you sit down and you have a list of things you're going to create that day. Mondays are always my day to batch out content. So today I batched out 4 content episodes on my podcast. And then I also batched out 8 articles for my Substack. So I try to keep ahead of my schedule by sitting down for a few hours at a time and then just going through the topics I want to write about, do my content, create my content, and make sure it's uploaded into all the correct drives. And then my team takes the process from there. So I create the content and then my team posts it out on the platforms. Effectively repurposing your existing executive communications are really great. So if you have channels in your executive communications that work, then just add this to your executive posts, right? You don't have to create new channels if you have some that are already working really well for you. You can turn speeches, presentations, and interviews into marketing content as long as they relate to your book. You can take your speeches, presentations and interviews and create a book with them. There's a process that I do as a ghostwriter that you can learn and book a discovery call with me. And I can tell you a little bit about how I do that process and we can get started next week on your book. Creating a simple weekly schedule your team can execute. And I just do this simply on Google Docs. It's super easy. I just literally have a table that I put up and I have my whole marketing plan on it. And I share it with everybody, my whole team, so that they know what is going where and where to post the content. Okay. And then of course your metrics, look at your analytics and see what's getting better views on what channels. And it's really funny because, like, for example, for this podcast, I get more views on YouTube than I typically get with audio listens, which has not been my experience with all my other personal podcasts that I have produced. It's usually gotten way more listening on the audio side. That's a change for me. I'm actually getting a lot of traction on Substack, more traction on Substack than I am on YouTube and on some other channels. So that's been a really interesting experience for me to learn that this new podcast is actually getting different traction on different channels than my other podcasts that I have been creating since the 7 years I've started podcasting. When to adjust your strategy. So I always tell people, don't adjust your strategy every month, right? Because you need some time for your data to be built up and to be for the analytics to populate, right? So every 3 months, look at your strategy, see what you're doing. And if you need to change anything out, then do that. In April, I had to change some of my marketing strategy out because I was figuring what was working and what was not working, right? So you want to put your time into the things that work because you want to adjust your strategy based on the results that you're getting. And here's where some people trip up. So some people think like, oh, I made this fantastic episode. I love it. And they put it out and it doesn't get a lot of views and they just keep promoting it because they think, well, eventually it's going to get more reviews. But that's not how you want to work it. You want to experiment with different topics, put it up, put it out there, publish it on whatever you're publishing it on, and then look and see what topics are getting the highest views and information and then the highest views in analytics and the longest watches, and then see how many other topics are similar to that that you can create for marketing. So you want to build momentum through your consistent efforts. Consistency is key for marketing, as always with anything else. So just make sure that you keep that consistency. Start off small and then build your marketing plan up by adding to your marketing plan every 3 months. Maybe it's one more platform you're adding, or maybe if you're changing something up, you're taking a platform away because you realize it wasn't giving you a good ROI. So you're changing your platforms up and taking one away, adding a new one. All right, my friends, remember to, before we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you to join me in our magical circle of writers in the Publishing for Professionals community on Substack. So if you are a professional on the journey to becoming a published author, this free community is your creative sanctuary. Please come out and connect with fellow writers just like you who understand your publishing dreams and get invaluable self-publishing support. Access the treasure trove of publishing videos, and it's like having a supportive writing family right at your fingertips. And remember, every best-selling author started exactly where you are now, but they didn't do it alone. Until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. Hey, my friend, thanks for joining me on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I hope this episode has equipped you with actionable strategies for your publishing journey. Remember, your expertise becomes truly valuable when it's transformed into a professionally published book that represents your unique brand. The insights we've covered today will hopefully give you another piece of your publishing blueprint. If you found today's discussion valuable, make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you get the next episode dropped right into your podcast player. Each week, we tackle another essential aspect designed specifically for busy professionals like you. Remember to start the dream of writing your book today, because your strategies could be the missing piece in someone else's success puzzle tomorrow.
The information in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and any affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional legal or financial advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or action taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests for any liability.